Check one, check two. Check, check, check. So is this not... Check, check, check. Oh, we're live. Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Hi, everybody. I got a new piano yesterday. This thing is badass. We're going to get right into Neil deGrasse Tyson, but it's... Like, there's, like, little buttons, right? It's called The Scientist in dedication of Neil deGrasse Tyson. Come up to rape you, Neil deGrasse Tyson. I believe in due process, but I know that you don't. Yeah. Good morning, everybody. Neil deGrasse Tyson is credibly accused of rape by a black woman and a white lady. So, it's not even a racial situation. He tried to make Pluto not a planet anymore. Well, Pluto says, payback's a bitch, Neil deGrasse Tyson. Okay, let's talk about this. I was sleeping. I mean, it's pretty early in the morning. I'm doing two streams today. And I'm guest hosting for Alex Jones today at noon Pacific time for an hour. But I got to talk about this Neil deGrasse Tyson thing. I was literally laying in bed, dying laughing. And I was like, the Bears will laugh at this. And I'm right before tour, I usually get, it's not anxiety. Anxiety is like kind of one of these borderline commie words. But I just think about new material and things just go over and over in my head and like, you know, I'll be driving probably a few thousand miles. So I was like, I might as well just do the stream. And I was just writing down, I'm just going to kick things off in honor of Steven Crowder, who's taken a breather, a much deserved, much needed breather for his show. He'll be back in January, but we used to always write like 7+1s or, you know, lists with just jokes. And on the Bear stream, I usually don't do like jokes. I mean, I do jokes. You guys get it. But so this is just a bunch of Neil deGrasse Tyson rapey pickup lines. All right. Here we go. I got some dark matter that needs a white dwarf. Come to my concave to have some con sex. By the way, I know some of these are going to bomb, but that's part of the joke. Oh no, a little premature coronal mass ejection. Dar win some, dar lose some. He doesn't require consent to hail bop. Neil deGrasse Tyson wants to show you his igneous cock intrusion. Ha! He's got a pretty good astronomical unit on him. And he doesn't require consent. He likes to tap on that asteroid. E=MC cock. Ooh, looks like his climate has changed. By the way, never trust a man with a hyphenated last name. Just that's a fact. Everyone knows it. All right. Here we go. I know a nice sunspot where we can take off our Van Allen belt and you can take off your Kuiper belt and I can show you my Venus. It's a neutrino, but it becomes a red giant. No? Well, that's okay. I'll just rape. There's no escape velocity for Neil deGrasse Tyson. 186,000 miles an hour is the speed of light. Now drink this weird drink. All right, good times. let's go through what happened, because one of the main reasons I wanted to do an episode dedicated just to this is because when Scott Adams talked about how Neil deGrasse Tyson has been credibly accused by multiple victims. Owen is doing 7+1 by himself. Yeah. And here's Sidekick Bear, as always, in studio. Sidekick Bear. He hates Jews. I don't endorse that. I speak for myself, not Sidekick Bear. I feel like he has a right to have a platform. All right, we're also going to talk about the nature of predators. And, of course, these are allegations, and I believe in due process, and tons of dudes have been completely railroaded by false accusations. He may or may not be a full-blown rapist. I don't know. The fact is, I think for sure he is. Let me tell you a little something about my knowledge. Bill Nye is one of the biggest sexual creeps on the planet. Like, on his set, not that Neil deGrasse Tyson's Bill Nye, but there's a certain personality type that requires that authority, white coat, sciency, dipshitty creep, you know, just hates religion, specifically Christianity, never mocks Islam, communist, wants to disarm people, doesn't believe in boundaries for nations or women. So women should be unarmed and without boundaries. There's a certain personality type, like Bill Nye, the science guy, on set of his Bill Nye Saves the World, what a just an unbelievable title to a show, where he sang songs with a girl called My Sex Junk. He also said that two-year-olds can determine their gender. They're now, it's now in medical journals that being a trans two-year-old is not a mental illness. And it requires hormone blockers. So these people are legitimately evil. And they're boys. They're like butt buddies. And on his set, he would be so sexually aggressive and grabby with women that it became a legitimate problem. I knew people that worked on the set. And I didn't want to be gossipy. But it's just so known that these guys are just vile perverts. All right, so let's talk about Tyson. And let's go through his tweets to see what we can all learn about what was hiding in plain sight, how he responded. And this is the thing. I believe in due process. I don't think he should go to jail for accusations. I don't think his life should be. No, I do think his career should be ruined for this. And I'll tell you why. Because I believe in people following the rules they put on others. In Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, one of the main things that these people do is they make their enemy live by their own rules, but they don't follow the rules. So what these leftists will do is they will make us follow due process and, you know, an accusation is not a crime, all that stuff. But for them, nothing. For them, I mean, I'm in the little amount of commentary that I found online about this, people were just like, I mean, these girls were just trash. One was a black undergrad scientist. And Neil deGrasse Tyson's defense, he said that she's basically a weirdo. Like, she's gotten into, like, tuning forks and all this stuff, and he feels real bad for her mental decay and all this stuff. What if the rape caused that? Neil deGrasse Tyson, this is a black female undergrad at a college in 1984. And unlike Christine Blasey Ford, who had no idea where, when, or how, or what took place, and no rape took place, this woman knows exactly where, when, how he groomed her, what she drank, what happened that day, what he was wearing, what he said to her, what happened after, just boom, 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 boom. Okay, she may be lying, who knows, but it's vastly more credible. And Neil deGrasse Tyson was all about taking down Kavanaugh when that was happening. I take little notes of what people are tweeting, even though I'm banned permanently from Twitter. And what people are saying and what people are not saying. You know, watch for the dogs that aren't barking. So let's go through Neil deGrasse Tyson. He's also a 32nd degree Mason. So, you know, this probably won't affect him that much, but who knows? If we all had 12 fingers, I wonder whether Moses would have delivered 12 commandments from God instead of 10. And I mean, that's insulting to Christians and Jews. I don't get insulted, by the way. Someone, I was making fun of, I was just on an Instagram tear. I treat Instagram like Twitter. I was on an Instagram tear on Neil deGrasse Tyson. And this one guy was like, I can't believe you're offended. I'm like, who's offended? This is mockery. This is jokes. This is me pointing and laughing and being a little, and just being a prick. I'm not offended. But I'm gonna show you guys the lines that these people cross. Ben Shapiro had a good joke against this little douche. And I've gotten into it with Tyson on Twitter. You can't see the tweets because they've been erased from memory because I would win. But, all right, let's look at some more. If a football field were a timeline of cosmic history, cavemen to now spans the thickness of a blade of grass in the end zone. That's the type of stuff that dudes say when they are about to, like, try and bang a chick. That's like party guy with guitar talk. And every dude knows this dude. It's the dude at the party that has a guitar that always says stuff like, is this really a dream? And maybe the dream is real. Now take off your pants. It's a very specific type of man. It's predatory. You know, like the type of guy that's like, in a football field, where a timeline of cosmic history, cavemen to now, spans the thickness of a blade of grass in the end zone. Bear in mind, these scientists believe that the entire universe started by, that there was no time or space or any physical laws at all. And now energy cannot be created or destroyed, but all energy and mass came from one big bang that banged from nothing. And we don't know why or how or who or what or when or why. No, we know when, 13.7 billion years ago. But it's more of a miracle than anything Jesus, I'm not being blasphemous here, but on paper, it's more, you know, water into wine, walk on water, stuff like that, that science ridicules. Okay, the Big Bang is nonsense. Now, I think that the universe is expanding, blah, blah, blah. I get all the math. But all energy and all matter exploded from nothing, right? Are you following? Just nothing to something. No one knows why, how, when, you know. And then those rules that we now are governed by are fixed. And it happened, and it just, that's it. And people were like, oh, great, I'm sold. That sounds perfect to me. Oh, and bear in mind, like, even the speed of light and gravity aren't constants. I'm going to do a whole presentation just on some of the fallacies of science. And there was a dude who did a TED Talk that got banned. They took down his TED Talk because it got so much controversy. And he was talking about how between 1928 and 1948, the speed of light around the world was being measured at like 20 or 40 kilometers per second slower. And he started doing some research, and now they no longer study the speed of light. That is the constant, and the math around it changes. Same with gravity. There's wobbles in the constant of gravity. Just a little FYI. And I know right now. And I was having a back and forth with this rocket scientist. It's pretty funny. I'll read it to you guys. He's a good dude, but we're getting an argument about NASA. All right. Had to wait in line to renew a passport, allowing me to visit members of my own species across artificially conceived borders. Okay. So, yeah, they're called national boundaries. These people are globalists, and we're now starting to see how dangerous what he said this in 2015. Back then, I wouldn't have even registered this. I would have been like, ah, all right, he doesn't want to go through a border crossing. I understand that. I get that can be annoying. You know, who's to say what lines in the sand? Countries. You know, lines, national boundaries. Men died, blood soaked. I get pissed off when Joe Rogan does that too, and he's like, I mean, these are just arbitrary lines in the sand. No, they're not. They're treaties from wars. And our ancestors died fighting for every inch of that land that they could call their own and govern themselves the way they wanted to and not, I don't know, the Chinese or the Saudis. So he doesn't believe in borders with countries or women, it appears. Oh, and there is a picture of him grabbing a woman. And don't get me wrong. Well, we'll talk about it when we get there. I want to study Uranus. I made that one. I made that little meme. Good times. Right here. This is one of the girls that accused him of groping. Not this picture.
This isn't what the groping was. But people were using this as a defense for him, that they were like, well, she took a picture with him and let him grab. First of all, he's dressed as Black Zorro. And he's got his open shirt, a mustache, a cowboy hat. He wants to fuck. Look at this guy. This guy's a predator. And he has a wife and children. Listen, I've taken many a picture. I used to take pictures with chicks sometimes where it would look like I was grabbing their boob, but it was like 2 feet away. It was like one of my gags. And sometimes they're like husband or boyfriend. I'd be like, but my hand was feet away from their bodies. It was an optical illusion. You know, those pictures could surface and be like, oh, what is this big bear? I'm like, I don't know. That was pre-marriage and kids. That guy's married with kids. You'll never see me grabbing a woman's arm like that in any context. Like me currently with a family and marriage, you'll never see me take a picture with a woman and then study her tattoo as I grasp her arm and do this. That's totally inappropriate. So that picture being a defense isn't a defense. Okay. Don't get me wrong. That's not illegal. I don't judge that. I don't judge that in the sense that, like, listen, if you want to do that and not be anti-gun, anti-border, anti-Christian, hypocrite, you know, we're $50 million in the bank and trying to cripple our economy guy. That's fine. You can dress as Black Zorro and grab chicks if you want, but you can't have both. I will come for you. You know, people, Clips channel, Owen Benjamin Clips, if you want to follow that, he uploaded just that one section where I talk about Jordan Peterson, my father, and I did like a more compassionate, level, self-effacing discussion about why I've criticized him and I wasn't just throwing daggers. And people, even under that clip, fans of mine, part of our community, Bears, are like, enough is enough, Big Bear, no more Peterson. I'm like, all right, so more then? Do you not know how I operate? You get flack over a target. If people can't tolerate, you know, so one person said, this sounds like personal vitriol. This sounds like personal animus. Yeah, welcome to the mind of a comedian. I urinated on Justin Trudeau's picture and I played Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On live. And I'm sure the same people that are upset about the Peterson thing were clapping at that. So why don't I just do my own thing? Because when I did the Trudeau thing, my liberal friends were like, you're a madman. Listen, these people are dangerous. Jordan Peterson was part of, he works with the UN for globalism. Globalism is the destruction of everything good. When people are like, Big Bear, you know, no one's perfect. Am I holding people to a standard of perfection? Or am I just trying to criticize people that are part of a cabal, interested in removing all national, familial, personal, and religious boundaries so we're all slaves? You know, that's not under the realm of nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect is if Peterson got drunk and tweeted about how every lobsters are a bunch of fags. I'd be like, Peterson, it's pretty funny, but come on, get your shit together. Or if, like the fact he lied about not sleeping for 25 days. I would find that funny if it wasn't for all of it, for him trying to take down Kavanaugh and him working with the UN for globalization, or him trying to become secular Jesus, or him one of the rules for life is to take your medication. Do you understand how against I am for making being a boy an illness? There are people with ADHD or ADD or whatever, and I know Adderall helps a lot of people, but like, there's a lot of boys that just want to monkey around with trucks, and they're given meth as kids. And so when one of Jordan Peterson's rules for life is take your damn medication, eh? No, or not, or think about whether or not you need drugs regulated by the biggest government and biggest military in the history of the world. You know. All right, what else we got here? I'm fired up today. On this, he tweeted this on Christmas. On this day long ago, a child was born who by the age of 30 would transform the world. Happy birthday, Isaac Newton. born December 25th, 1642. What a snarky little bitch, right? Because it's by design what he's doing. He would never do that about Muhammad's birthday. Can you imagine? Or like, yeah, that's where Ben Shapiro had a great comeback. Where is it? This is another one. If there were a species for whom sex hurt, it surely went extinct long ago. Listen, I got into him about this on Twitter back in the day where I was talking about cats. It's like, well, cats rape with a spiked penis. But anyway, this is dude who's trying to get laid talk. It's the same with the guy with the guitar at the party, or the guy's talking about how maybe this is all a dream. He's like, if sex was bad, we wouldn't be here. Cosmos coming this fall on Fox at 8 p.m. Now let me finger your ass. Like, he is just a deranged pervert. See, that's what they feed these guys. These guys have to go against God and Christ and our nation and our families and protecting children and all the things that we hold so sacred. And God bless these guys for doing it. Brought me back to Christianity. I was agnostic for a while. Didn't know. Thought a lot of Christians were dicks. I didn't hit my roots until they started burning away everything sacred. And then I was like, who am I? What do I believe? How do I protect my sons? And so thank you, Neil deGrasse Tyson and Bill Nye the Science Guy and Justin Trudeau and Hillary Clinton and all the gang to remind me what is important in the world. Because if it wasn't for you guys, I was never a bad person like these guys. But I was on a lazy river of a slow hedonic treadmill. You know, I was at like 3.0, incline 1.5, just a slow hedonic treadmill. I never would have gotten too crazy, but I was just like, yeah, let's just live in LA and drink and get attention. And so thank you. Thank you, you sick bastards, for waking me up to reality. This was the cover of Variety. Look at that pervert. Look at his face. He knows what he's doing. Neil deGrasse Tyson, sexual. Oh, Anna Kasparian, she goes, well, Neil deGrasse Tyson is my favorite astrophysicist. I just want to be like, hey, bitch, name one other astrophysicist besides him. Name one other one. What do you mean your favorite one? I've interviewed five. I interviewed one with a Nobel, or with a, what are those? Yeah, Nobel Prize. And I'm like considered a retard Nazi. I've interviewed five. I interviewed the guy who on my podcast. I interviewed the guy who built the thing that landed on the moon. I interviewed the guy that did all the physics for Interstellar. I know scientists. I know science. I know what is great about science, and I know what is garbage about science. So, Anna Kasparian, name one other astrophysicist without Google. Don't look at your phone with your weird cutoff nose. She has a fake nose, by the way. She used to have a schnoz. And she used science to file down the bones. Neil deGrasse Tyson's sexual misconduct claims being investigated by Fox Cosmos producers. Let's see what they turn up in plain sight. This is a good. See, this is why I always appreciate Ben Shapiro. The dude can do some Hebrew hammer mic drops. This is just such a great comeback. And as a comedian, regardless of some of his horrific takes, like on James Gunn and Roseanne and stuff like that. I've had some bad takes. We've all had bad takes. Nothing as bad as those takes. And I don't like his animus towards Trump. That being said, as a comedian, I love his comeback joke writing ability. Something that only a high-level Jew can do. Like, Jews are so good at comebacks. You know, comedy writing, Jews are unbelievable. Anyway, so Neil deGrasse Tyson says, Merry Christmas to the world's 2.5 billion Christians and to the remaining 5 billion people, including Muslims, atheists, Hindus, Buddhists, animists, and Jews. Happy Monday. Ben Shapiro just writes, looking forward to your similarly multicultural Ramadan tweet. Drop. Bye-bye. You just got hit by the Hebrew hammer. That was great. Great job, Ben. Because that's so true. Because they love Islam. Why? Because Islam makes, you got it. You got it, Sidekick Bear. Slaves. Yeah, I get it. Jews make bankers that take all your money. I get it, Sidekick Bear. But here's the thing. You didn't have to sign that contract to get that new Chevy Traverse. You know, that was on you. Your eyes got too big. Your tummy got too hungry. You know, you can't blame the Jews because you bought more than you could afford. Oh, the Federal Reserve? Yeah, 1913. That whole era was bad for us. And yes, a lot of Jews were a part of that. I get it, Sidekick Bear. You're not making points that aren't valid. But your hatred of just Jewish individuals is a problem. All right. Had to wait in line to renew a passport allowing me to visit members of my own species across artificially conceived borders. Artificially conceived borders. Want to know what isn't artificially conceived? Humans in the womb. So, just so random why we have these borders. But listen, that kid's just a clump of cells. Neil deGrasse Tyson, I will remind you, is still just a clump of cells. And he could be aborted anytime. All right, so that is my 25 minutes of just addressing Neil deGrasse Tyson. All right, what do you guys want to talk about now? I'll do like 15 more minutes, and then later I will be chatting with Vox Day at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. He has his new book out called Jordanetics, and all the people. By the way, every time I just want to put Peterson to bed, the amount of people with bears in their names, people that I know are real and cool and the type of people that I would have beers with are like, hey, Big Bear, listen, it's tough to watch you just obsess about. How do you think someone gets that good at anything? It's called focus. And to do a couple hours on a guy who's a fraud is not that much. And every time someone says that, I think, I can't wait to do another video so that people understand what happens when you poke bears. All right. Any song requests? PayPal.me/feedthebear. Throw a little feed the bear in a honeypot. That's going to be the vernacular. God, I'm so dumb. I'm like a five-year-old. I literally am like a five-year-old who made a fort with a bunch of his buddies, and we all are, we're all dressed up as bears. But it's super fun. So PayPal.me/feedthebear. You know, throw a feed the bear, that's the noun, into the honeypot. And despite Urban, I'm going to look up what Urban Dictionary says about what, because people are like, you can't use honeypot. I have this weird voice for everybody that disagrees with me. It's almost like how black comics will do the white guy voice, where they just make the nerdiest. They're just like, hello. Hello, Eddie Murphy. I'm a white guy who just is encouraging you not to have sex with trans people on Santa Monica Boulevard. It's like, man, what people are all crazy. It'd be like, hello, Eddie Murphy. You might get AIDS if you have all that unprotected sex with trans prostitutes. It's like, what? I'm like that, too, though, when it comes to anybody that disagrees with me. I'm literally just like, Big Bear. Sound like such a dipshit. I know how I sound sometimes. All right, let me look up Urban Dictionary. UrbanDictionary.com. By the way, urban is not a valid speaking ability. Like, urban doesn't mean anything. Like, it just dictionary, English dictionary, honeypot. Sweet tasting pussy. Her pussy is so sweet it can only be called a honeypot. This is nonsense. This is just to take away all words and make all words suck. Like, one guy probably said that once. Like, Neil deGrasse Tyson probably said that. He was like, it's a honeypot neutrino, igneous intrusion, metamorphic. Speed of light. When traveling the distance of stars. If you could take the size of Jupiter. Did you know Jupiter is a gas giant? If you put it on an ocean, it would float. Now look at my cock. These people are disgusting. Let's see, honeypot, two words, what Urban Dictionary says. Yeah, someone was saying to me it was about sexual blackmail. All right, in the age of outhouses, a honeypot was a pot who would urinate in if they didn't feel like going outside of the outhouse. All right, I'm all right with that one. Honeypot, during sexy time, one consulting adult, I'm not even reading that. Honeypot, slang for vagina, lady hole. I can't believe that's even a thing. So anti-female. Yeah, because by the way, leftist. Oh, let's talk about the nature of predators, and then we'll read the PayPals. I was talking to my cop buddy yesterday. We're hanging out. And he was saying that all the calls that he would get, that they would get about pedophiles, a lot of his interactions with these sick bastards, it's about control. Because we're talking about it, like, what's the point? Because I'm fascinated by evil. Fascinated is the wrong word, because that there's almost a good connotation with that. Almost like, let's say you're France, and it's 1270, 1260. You might want to get a little fascinated by Mongols, or like Genghis Khan. You know, you might want to be like, or let's say you're southern Spain, and you have a really nice house on the water, and it's 850 AD. You might want to get a little fascinated with these people that we like to refer to as the Muzzies, because they're coming and they're going to do some bad stuff. When I say fascinated, I mean like I want to know the nature so well that I can protect my children as efficient as possible. Anyway, so control. So he was saying it's all about control, because clearly it's not a sex, but it is in a way, because they'll have sex. But and my other buddy, this great dude, he's like, I've only made love four times in my life because I have four kids. He's like, and my wife is like, wait a minute, we've done it a lot more than four times. He's like, but we didn't make anything. I thought that was awesome. Anyway, so the nature of control, people who want control, and all of this leftism, all this communism, all this, I mean, you could do the same, you could say the same thing about, I don't like using the word nationalism because it's a good word, and I consider myself nationalist to America, but the extreme imperial nationalism of, say, 1938 Japan, you know, let's not make it a racial thing and just always throw it on the Germies. Same thing, control, you know, kamikaze pilots, jihadists, Neil deGrasse Tyson, the pedophiles. Like, the whole thing is that you require control over the world. That's why, you know, Donald Trump is doing wonderful things right now. He's brokering peace. He's brokering great trade deals. Our economy is doing great. He's lowering. I have no idea why people would ever want government regulations. When they're like, he's getting rid of government regulations, we're all going to die. It's like, why would you not want more freedom? And some people don't want freedom. You know, some people, there's a book called Escape from Freedom by Frome, I think. But there's a human nature quality that happens where people just want to be told what to do. You know, it's probably why people enter cults. By the way, this is not a cult. It's not a cult. I know there's a bear here. There's a bear. But not a cult. Because it's a freedom cult. It's a cult based on, someone brought up a great point yesterday. They're like, want to know how proof that this isn't a cult? If you were to say that trans kids are great and we should put hormone blockers on any kid that wants to wear a dress, they're like, we'd all be gone. And I'm like, yes! Because that's one thing about Peterson that's been driving me crazy, is when he contradicts the very things that drew me to him and a lot of people still won't leave. And I'm like, that's a cult. You know, when he says, never apologize to a mob. You know, it's okay to be male. Due process, you know all the stuff that he talks about. And then he says, Kavanaugh should step down. You're like, but that's the opposite of everything he said. If I were to say, Amy got pregnant, but we can't afford it, so we got an abortion. And, you know, my neighbor's kid just wore a dress one day, so I suggested hormone blockers. You guys need to leave. If not, this is not a healthy relationship. This is such a healthy community because it isn't based on me. It's not based on ego worship or idolatry. It's literally based on principles, morality, how to live your life, comedy, music, preservation of what we hold important in our culture, all this stuff. So anyway, the nature of predators is they want to control. And you see it in politics and entertainment and everything. It's about control. So The science with a capital S. Now, I love the scientific method, but I'm going to do a whole episode just on science and how it's been corrupted. It's become a religion. And I think Shapiro is writing a book about it. I think Michael Malice wrote a book about it. Malice is a great guy, by the way. Check him out. About the religion, the dogmas, the rituals, the kosher dieting of secular science SJW culture. You know, the veganism is kosher. It's Jewish kosher for people who don't believe in God. And original sin is slavery, being white and being born in America. Your original sin is you are the descendants of slave owners and you profit from. Everything is because of slavery. That's original sin. Original sin, it's slightly different than original sin, but it's kind of saying like, look at all this. This is only because you once had slaves. That's total nonsense. This is satanic. It's a satanic inversion of a lot of religious dogmas. You can name anything about religion and you'll find it on the left. And then the science, when people say like, but scientists say, but doctors say, as we saw with one of the bears in medical school, at a very prominent medical school, when he was faced with the horror of having to say that children, trans children, it wasn't an illness. And he went to his professors and his professors said, yeah, we know this is crazy, but you know, we don't want to rock the boat. We don't want to get fired. It's all about money, secrets, power, all this stuff. When he got a good Jew lawyer that believed in God, I gave him advice to record it. He did all the right things so he wouldn't be kicked out of medical school, and they took it out of the textbook. He won. That was a bare victory, just like that. Why? Because they don't actually believe in anything. It's not real. Science, C.S. Lewis has a quote about science. If you give us one miracle and we'll prove everything. Science is based on a miracle. The Big Bang is a it's way there's more evidence that Jesus Christ is the Son of God than there is of Russia collusion, the Big Bang, or Christine Blasey Ford's testimony. There was witnesses, they documented it. I mean, it's the amount, the jump of atheist science. And by the way, evolution is currently being disproved by science. Scott Adams talked about it. He believes in this is all a simulation. It's an interesting argument, but it's adaptation. It's like there isn't proof of evolution. There just isn't. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole right now. I'm biting off a lot this morning. But science itself, like actual science, the scientific method, is disproving evolution. You can't witness it in nature. You can't repeat it in a lab. And you've had well over a century to do that, and you can't. And people just keep saying, well, look at the fossil record and the common ancestry. That's something called a story. That's a narrative. You could look at all the dogs alive right now. If there was like a Vesuvius-type explosion, you could argue that Chihuahuas eventually evolved into Great Pyrenees, which isn't true at all. Also, the stratification, not true. That's not happening. I wanted to be a paleontologist, so I dabbled in a little bit of how all that works. And the story is a lie. And Neil deGrasse Tyson probably, I don't think he's like this super rapist. I don't think he's like, there's some, like the duct tape knife guy. I think he tries to get girls drunk. He tries to impress them, and he fucks them. And he has a wife and children, and that's completely unacceptable, especially for a man of science. And it also is very revealing of his view of the world, that human beings are machines that can be used for his enjoyment. He's basically living in Westworld, that HBO show about how they can make clones to satisfy your violent and sexual desires. When you don't see a soul, when you don't see good and evil, when you think that this is a deterministic universe, and he's using his consciousness to disprove consciousness. Interesting, Neil. Why don't you keep saying that to drunk chicks at parties and trying to finger them in bathrooms? That's the type of dude he is. He used to hang out at the Comedy Store a lot. I'm not saying anything. Not saying shit. But all I'm saying is, you know, if you go out dressed like Black Zorro, you may want to not get all rubby-dubby with chicks. Everything I'm saying is alleged. I mean, what are you gonna sue me for, my bear? Not exactly a rich man. All right, here we go. Let me read some super chats. Isaac. Hey, Owen, I don't know how serious I can be about this question, but I'm so damn serious about the compound going to happen. Do you have plans for it? Can I be verified as Idaho Grizzly Bear? Thanks for everything you do in the free world, bro. Love it. Welcome, Idaho Grizzly Bear. Not the best thing for me to read when I just got done talking about how we're not a cult, but I'm also in. And I think we get some South Africans in here to help out. I was literally, I lost sleep last night looking at farms in Eastern Washington. By the way, communities aren't cults. Want to know what's a cult? The government. The government's a cult. Hollywood's a cult. CNN's a cult. When you're an opposite upside down world, cults call communities cults. And communities call cults communities. The trans community? You mean cult. When they all have, they appear, by the way, in reality, not true. I know a few trans adults, and almost all of them, without question, are the most libertarian freedom people you'll ever meet. The type of person that chops off their own cock before this became trendy to try does not want anyone telling them what to do ever. Not exactly the type of people that want legislation on how much rainwater you can collect. You know what I mean? So the trans community, the Instagram community, the Twitter community, the gay community, cult, 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 cult. Our community is actually community. This is what communities look like. And when you're in a cult, it appears the opposite. When you encourage people to have children and to have families and to do what's right and to work hard and to laugh and to talk about music and talk about things. And when you talk about the criticism of a man, not one word I've ever spoken has hurt Jordan Peterson. These are called criticisms. This is what communities do. Communities sit around, they talk about, what people are doing, their actions, what they approve of, what they don't approve of, what is right, what is wrong. I have no power over any of these people. If I did, I would watch my words more. And I mean that. I wouldn't lie. But if I was, let's say, a police commissioner, I wouldn't be on here doing a live stream about how Neil deGrasse Tyson dresses like Black Zorro and fingers chicks. I am. This is exactly what my job is intended to be and what my art form is intended to be. And I'm doing a damn good job about it. So you save your breath in the comment section, because just know that if you're lying or coming from a bad place, you're only going to motivate me to focus more on your idols, because I will not stop from social shame. We can get down to five people in this chat. If it's just Coddington, Delev, Idaho Grizzly Bear, that's fine. That's fine. I talk to my dog sometimes. But I have a sneaking suspicion that won't happen. Even though YouTube has cranked down my visibility. I've been getting so many emails about how they were unsubscribed. They no longer get notifications. My views suffered for it. You can just see it. It's like 60,000, 60,000, 20,000, 20,000. There's a level where they put people on levels. And once you hit it, they make sure you don't go past it. Because something really funny, like let's say leftist fitness instructor, got 100,000 views in like 3 hours. Why did it stop? That's not the nature of exponential. At that point, like if you have X amount of people that are sharing or liking, right? And it grows that fast to 100,000, what stopped it? Is there some sort of just invisible force? So the new people that saw it, none of them, statistically impossible. Statistically, that's the odds of that are zero. It's less likely than the Big Bang itself. So there is. And I know people that work at YouTube. I know people that work in these industries. I know how secretive it is. I know how the engineering works. I don't know engineering. I'm not like a software programmer or anything. But I know how it works when you set limits of shares. Where something starts going viral, you just go, and then it's over. So that's why it's important, if you want to spread this around, to send it to people. Email it, text it, call someone, tell your neighbor, write a note. Like, the way to get around this is the medium. The medium is the message. The medium is the message, right? So if you just take that extra step and share, and you'll feel better. When you support what you like, what you believe is good, it makes you feel better. You feel less controlled by these assholes. When you go on Netflix, I guarantee there's thousands of people right now watching this that have been on Netflix, been on Comedy Central, been on these places that they used to, their unwind spot, land the plane, have a beer, watch some Netflix, watch some Comedy Central, have some coffee, you know, have some nice wine, you know, kick off your shoes, your boots, your sandals, whatever it is you're wearing. And you used to just love to laugh and love to just relate to stuff. And now you don't. You're watching this stuff and you're like, wait a minute, this show, 13 Reasons Why Children Should Commit Suicide. And wait a minute, suicide is up in children in the last 3 years? Like, this comedy is terrible. What? Okay, and then you come across mine on YouTube. And look at the comments. The only comments I delete or block are people telling me to commit suicide or people that that attack my family. Other than that, I'm not organizing this to look better. It's people being like, man, I thought comedy was dead. Man, this is so great. I found you. Like, if you like something, support it. Because when you do that, you feel less controlled by these sick predators. There's people that don't want... The majority of us still find normal shit funny. Men and women being different. A bear called Sidekick Bear. Calling Neil deGrasse Tyson Black Zorro. Like, that's funny. We all know it's funny. So there's controlling people that don't want you to have that. Why? Because they're damaged. I'm sure a lot of it comes from their own childhood. Once you're an adult, now that I have kids, not my fucking problem. Grow up or don't, but your behavior that affects all of us, not my problem. Of course, there's probably an 8-year-old with an abusive dad or an abusive mom or abandonment or whatever, and now they want to control the world around them. I get it. We've all had problems from childhood, but once you're an adult, not my problem. You fucking act right, or I'll do my own thing with my bears. And so if you want to get around that horrible feeling of someone controlling your world and someone trying to take away that which you find precious, sarcasm and snark and bitching doesn't work as well as you think it does. There's a place for it, but support what you like. That is night and day. And you can throw a feed the bear in the PayPal or in the honeypot, or simply hit the like button, share it, send it to a friend, comment, this is solid. That's it. You will literally feel more in control of your life if you do that. It worked for me. You know, I've had friends. I remember I was talking to Josh Wolf about it. That's why Josh Wolf won't even talk about politics anymore, which I feel is slightly cowardice, but great human being. And I can tell, and my brother's a little like this too. It's like, what do we like? Talk about what you like, you know? And there's a balance to that where you also can't put your head in the sand and act like Neil deGrasse Tyson doesn't have a hyphenated last name and it has some issues. But when me and my brother sat in his truck and listened to Norm Macdonald and laughed our ass off, like, support what you like, and then you don't feel like everything's spiraling out of control. I promise it works. All right. Hey, Big Bear, I saw a clip from Mindy Robinson's Red, White, and FU podcast where she was talking about all the different pedophile groups running around with their acronyms on Twitter. She was calling out the disgusting hidden agenda of the groups, and I thought it'd be cool to see here. The two of you have a conversation about that sometime. I made the comment about that idea on her video, and she responded that she'd be happy to have a chat with you. I know you are getting ready for your tour, but I just wanted to get the idea to you ASAP. I love it. See, good news. But here's the thing. It's one thing. We all know it sucks. What everyone, the pedophile agenda is literally straight out of a circle of demonic hell. And we all know it. So I would love to talk to this girl. But also, it's important to build and create and to support what you like. It was not socially easy for me to say I was a Christian, I was against abortion. Like, these things were crippling socially to me. Hollywood thinks Christians are retards. They think anybody that's against abortion hates women and supports rape. I'm not exaggerating. People that even were my friends after I left Hollywood got weird with me about some of these issues. I did it because you have to draw a line in the sand. You have to speak what you are. Speak the good of it. You know, some people have been like, you say God, but you never say Jesus Christ. And I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, they're like, say his name. And then I thought about it. I'm like, why don't I? And I felt uncomfortable. I'd be like, well, Jesus Christ. And then in my mind is this like backwoods liar coming to your door for money. So many of these images from my childhood and from growing up would make me feel uncomfortable to say it. You know, I would be like, in my mind, all these characters would just be like, oh, you don't just say God. Like what? And then I'm like, no, why not say that name? That's the greatest name. And it's because you're trained not to. And so when you, and when I say that, when I say like, believe in Jesus Christ's teachings, if I said that at a party in Hollywood, I swear they would kick me out. They would be like, what happened to you? So just know it's a sacrifice sometimes to say what you are, but do it. There's people that have emailed me, and I get it. I'm not mad at you. I understand many people have different personality types and different jobs and different families and everything. I get it. But they're like, hey, man, I really wanted to like your last post, but I'm like scared to like your last post. But I just want to let you know I really liked it. They won't hit a fucking like button. Like button. Forget about actually doing something. That's why I say it. That's why it's important for me that you hit like or share or comment or something. You don't have to stand up to your boss or call out your wife or just one act of being in your own skin. Like the like button. I don't know how it affects the algorithm. It's not an ego thing. I don't give a shit. It's for you. It's like, hit the like. Is it that hard? It's crazy to me to have someone write me like long emails. This happened multiple times, guys, where people send me like long emails about how like, you know, they relate to me and they feel like they're drowning at work and like, but they're scared to hit the like button because they don't want people to know that they liked it. Think about the amount of people that might be looking at your likes and then judging you for that. But yet they're allowed to like The View and 13 Reasons Why and the Good Morning America show where they just had a 9-year-old drag queen on with autism and they all applauded it as they paraded this poor person around making a 9-year-old the point of a spear, you know, with autism. And the crowd is clapping at the bravery. You just ruined a kid. That's a child sacrifice on national television. Are you ashamed if someone on a plane sees you watching that? No, you're not. Because you're all about social fucking programming and social approval. Don't be a pussy. Hit the like button. It's not in support. And if you have extra cash for a tip, do it. I deserve that. I do. This is quality shit. And it's like, I won't get corporate sponsors. I won't get any of that shit. If you want this to keep going, this is what it is. I just spent a couple grand on a new piano to make it sound better for the tour. These things are fucking, they have costs. Where would I get that from if it isn't crowdfunded? But you guys are crazy generous and I don't need any more. Just trust me. I'm just trying to let you know that it feels good. It's kind of like we own two cars. They're both Chevys. They probably made in bumfuck whatever. I just want to drive something that was made, the concept of it was made in my own country. That's it. It makes me feel a little better. It makes me feel a little less out of control with globalism. Just a touch, you know? It's probably made out of soy and fucking Morocco. I have no idea, but at least Chevy says it, or Ford, right? I just wanted that little thing. You know, and I probably could have gotten a slightly better deal on a fucking Korean car. And no offense, I buddies with a lot of Koreans, all good. But if I'm feeling like supporting America and I'm about to spend a 5-digit amount of money on something, why would I not do something that's made here? Or at least there's Toyotas made in America. I can't keep it straight. But at least I'm going to just buy something that I know is a car that's American. It sets a tone. I'm yelling. Why am I yelling? I'll stop yelling. I'll talk real smooth jazz. Hey, Big Bear, you should check out Dr. Chuck Missler's study on Genesis. He was a Christian with an engineering background. He goes into deep detail about the speed of light and how it's slowing down, as well as how other science concepts are reflected in the Bible. Thought you might be interested, Appalachian Bear. God is lit. There's science to the existence of God, by the way. There's logic to it. There's almost no logic in science to atheistic, deterministic worldview of the Big Bang evolution. And when I was talking about primordial soup and how absurd that is, and scientists, even bears that are atheists or secularist materialists, they're like, that we all know that primordial soup isn't real. Like, that was just a, you don't get to just rewrite everything every fucking year. That was a big statement. I learned that in school, that primordial soup, amino acids just hung out, and Neil deGrasse Tyson fucked one of them, and then they became a tadpole that's now a dude. Like, that's insane. And of course, I'm not ignorant. That I have enough self-confidence of my own intelligence where that doesn't work on me. There was a comment on Instagram yesterday where I was making fun of some shit, and somebody wrote, "How do we know we're not the NPCs?" And I thought that was fascinating. I'm like, because NPCs don't ask that. And it was like, fair enough. Keep fighting the good fight. I'm like, but interesting. See, that's the thing about critical thought. And it's odd. It's oddly self-destructive sometimes to be self-critical and rational and believe in a greater good and rules and stuff like that. Because sometimes you literally think, like, I wouldn't know if I was an NPC, a non-player character. You just realize that you're not. A non-player character can't even argue any arguments on the other side. There's been scientific studies about how left-wing people versus right-wing people. Right-wing people vastly know the left-wing argument more than the left-wing knows the right-wing argument. If you have a leftist, even my own dad, if my dad is the type of guy that thinks like a gun looks scary and it's an assault rifle, and he's never shot a gun in his life. He has no idea what assault rifle means. My uncle is it would be tough to find someone who's hunted more animals in his life and is more versed on guns than my uncle. And so to see those two talk, my uncle knows all the arguments my dad's making. And my dad's brother was, a gun-loving, beer-drinking, in a country band, fixed motorcycles. You know, my parents, he had an anomaly with music, and he can play violin and sing, and he just got all these scholarships so early. That's the thing. I don't, because they're from a poor family, but it's like, I don't know if that's always good for people. I mean, Malcolm Gladwell thinks it's not. Malcolm Gladwell thinks the worst thing you can do to like an inner city kid is to throw him in Yale when they should have went to University of Baltimore. Because it robbed my dad of a lot of life experience. Like, cause he was so talented. He was like 8 years old, just crushing violin and opera, and he could play things by ear. And I'm sure I'd probably get that from him. And so he doesn't know how a gun operates. And he thinks that there should be, you know, more gun legislation. I'm like, how can you legislate that which you don't understand? All right. Anyway, BB, love all your podcasts. Big fan. Since back when you were doing original Why Didn't They Laugh analysis. Oh, no way. You're an OG. Nice. Keep up the great work. Anyway, I wanted to share my Cox latest accomplishment. My wife is now pregnant with our third child.
Making your way with your cock today makes life inside your wife.
Here's hoping for a second boy cub. I am not artistic, but do Revit and CAD drafting and want to help out in any way I can. I can help draw architectural layouts and 3D models. Oh, that's awesome. I'm also a part-time real estate investor and can answer questions. I can be reached at, I'm not going to say it online. I don't think you want thousands of people knowing it. It's a great email address, though. Oh, that's your Twitter, at Father O'Dragons. I figured it's Twitter. I wasn't going to say an email address. I can't reach you on Twitter, bud, but maybe Dolev can. I'm at Owen Comedy on Twitter. That's where you get all the updates and stuff, but I'm not allowed on. And I tried getting around the rules. I did Owen's Nice Wife, and I was like, everything was from the perspective of my wife, and she's always horrified. She's like, I'm horrified to report what Owen just said. And that's just a hilarious joke. Banned for life. Not even suspended. I have top level Twitter management making sure that I'm never on, which is fine. There's some inner peace to it, but I just want to let you know I can't contact you there. So email me at whydidn'tthelaugh@gmail.com. I would love to do something like that. I'm dreaming, man. I've been dreaming lately about theaters and farms and, you know, just really having more of a home base to not let these sick fuckers control us anymore. All right. Melissa, Neil deGrasse Tyson was Stephen Hawking's favorite, quote unquote, black hole. Hilarious. Stephen Hawking, by the way, cheated on his wife in a wheelchair. I mean, that's depravity, because that's not even for pleasure. There's infidelities that have happened that I think people can get past and forgive. I've heard stories of people that have been like, they've forgiven with like drunken, lustful mistakes. You're in a fucking wheelchair. You can only move your pinky, but yet somehow you bang your nurse. That's like plotting and scheming. Like, if you're a woman, never forgive a guy that like had an affair where it's like roses and flowers and secret trips and secret I love yous on the phone. No, that's legitimate betrayal on all levels. All cheating is betrayal. But there's levels of it. All right, let me finish this. Love your show. I loved the... And by the way, cheating is horrific. I'm only saying this because I hate divorce. I don't want to see people throw things away for things they can get past. I think that you can work through lust or rage or envy. You know, I used to do that bit about women overspending. It's why women are crazy, why men are pigs, that whole stuff. But it's the deep like corruption, the without any even sexual pleasure, and with thought. You know, like if you get hammered and you like have sex with a stranger, and you like quit drinking and you pray and your wife takes space or your husband takes space, and you work through it, you can get through shit like that. Don't get divorced. This is not a justification, by the way, of cheating. This is me attempting to try and get less people to get divorced when they shouldn't. Like, people get divorced when they still love each other. That's insane. Like, why do you think the Jews have money? They don't get divorced. Why do you think the Amish own all the land in Pennsylvania? They don't get divorced. All right, love your show. I love the previous show with your wife. I was a raver and studied counseling, but was self-destructive too. Love to see her on again. Oh, sweet. Oh, yeah, I got a lot of great reviews from my sweet lady. Found God and things are starting to change. P.S., can I be Therapy Bear? And if you need another mod, let me know. God bless. Yeah, welcome, Therapy Bear. And according to a lot of the comments on YouTube, I may need Therapy Bear. love the bit on Mike Tyson. Don't remember the bit. Can someone remind me of my bit on Mike Tyson? I'm in the normal chat now. Anybody here? Bit on Mike Tyson. Anyone know what that was? I don't want to let a good bit go away. Bit on Mike... Oh, he means bite by Mike Tyson? I don't know. I've probably done a joke on it. I don't know what he's talking about. I might just keep going. Owen's hosting for Alex Jones at 12 Pacific time and Vox Day at 4 p.m. Yeah, that's exactly right, Kodiak Bear. Thank you. Oh, and we've sent out location details for the tour. If you bought tickets at hugepianist.com, almost sold out. Sold out in two, probably three cities by now. But yeah, hit that up and check your email. Check your spam and shit too. Because we sent out a mass email a week ago about the locations of all the venues, and people still write to me about locations. And I'm trying to write back to those people as well. Again, I can't put locations. Like, I'm doing this Vancouver show January 25th, and they've already started getting, like, crazy, crazy shit from trannies. Like, the dude was texting me this. We were, like, laughing about it last night. But if they didn't have the support of their organization, a club would shut me down. So it's all these trans people being like, this guy is a monster. You have a Nazi. A hate speech. Nah. It's It's like, listen, you cut off your own dick. That doesn't mean everyone else has to cut off their own dick. Like, do you, the rage that these trannies have, all they do is consume soy. They cut off their own dicks. They don't believe in God. They don't have families. Can't have families. They got nothing. No offense. No offense. Offense. I'm going to start, instead of no offense, I'm going to be like, offense. Take offense to this. That doesn't mean you can fuck up our lives. So stop. So anyway, that's why I can't list the venues. So, you know, contact me or unbearablecomedy@gmail.com or comment on here. There's really no way around that right now because there's no tours if I post venue locations. That happened. The first tour I did, the was it something I said tour? 7 out of 7 canceled on me. Several of which that I'd already given them upwards of $3,000 to rent the space. This is how I operate, by the way. I rent the space. I'm like, here is several thousand dollars so that I can have the space. You don't have to sell tickets. You don't have to advertise. Nothing. I just come in, do the show, I leave. I sell my own tickets. It's all, I do my own, all of it. Just here's free money just for a night. That's it. All of them canceled. You understand how deep this shit goes? When people say, "Oh, Big Bear, you're going crazy. You're losing your mind." No, I found my mind. There is an absolute conspiracy happening all across. I can speak on America, where art venues, music venues, comedy clubs, all of it. When they get the call, when they get the click, when they get whatever the bat symbol is, they will give up money. Free money with no work on a Monday. I'm not talking about Saturdays. I'm talking about a Monday in a theater in a random city that might be like having financial problems. I hire people. I hire their staff. I pay their staff. And they go, "No, we've had complaints." The Rolling Stones had the Hell's Angels do security for them. I mean, it's like, complaints from who? Like, will you have... That's why I realized it isn't like that no one understands it. It's not, because some people will be like, "Oh, they banned Baby It's Cold Outside on this radio station, but they'll still play, you know, this hip hop music about killing your own dad." It's like, it's by design. They don't want morality. They don't want any answers to marriage problems. My comedy set historically was male female shit. My audience was primarily female for a while. When I was single, and I wasn't doing this like single guy shit. And it, even brief, because I don't know. I was like, after Amy and the kids, I bet my audience would have been massively female still. But I was so banned from all the mainstream, and women, because they're retarded. No, just kidding. Go mainstream. They watch, you know, Kelly and DeAndre This Morning at 8 or whatever the fuck they watch. The only people that found me were, a lot of them were dudes, because I was on YouTube or like BitChute or like fucking Stefan Molyneux, and Rogan's audience was all dudes, and Dave Rubin has some gays and women because he's gay, but still a strong dude audience. So my audience now is it's still majority dudes, but not strong majority. But back in the day, it was like 80% female, because they're like he gets relationships. Because I wasn't up there talking about doing that stud trying to get laid after shows bullshit. It was real relationship comedy that I gathered throughout my whole life, from my mom doing La Leche League and stuff as a little kid, and having all these women around me talking about breastfeeding and problems, and seeing my parents' marriage go through so many problems, and they're still married 50 years later. I have a strong passion for couples staying together, for it to work. I think part of it comes from my childhood occasionally wondering, you know, my mom moved out for 6 months once. Horrifying. I remember like chasing her down the street crying. Like, they lasted, they made it. You know, I think part of it has to do with me wanting to fix things that I want that to not happen as much. And I'm blessed. My family was stable compared to 99% of families. So my comedy a lot of times is focused on insights and funny things that you can look at that otherwise could be horrifying and destructive for your marriage. And so That's the thing they don't want. And when a New York Times writer came to my New York show to write a piece on me, I knew it was a fucking hit piece. They never wrote the piece. And they saw the audience had a bunch of yarmulkes and black faces. I'm not easy to slam. I'm not easy to paint into a corner about being some sort of white supremacist Nazi guy, because my audience is too all over the place. I literally have rocket scientist audience members as I'm bashing evolution and we're arguing about it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's why my last album was called Persona Non Grata, because it's about ignoring now. That's one reason why I kind of flipped out on Rogan, is because he Persona Non Grata'd me. You know, I should have kept my head a little more with him, and I stand by my apology. But that silence when you think someone's your friend is deafening, and it's effective. You know, because he never slandered me publicly, and I should have stuck with that thing that I do where I don't go that intense if someone doesn't slander me. But the globalism shit seems like a bit of an exception. And so does, like I got kicked off Twitter. And I had just done Rogan 3 times, and he never brought it up. He never said my name again. They were talking about the piano at the Improv. Like, why is that even on there? No one plays the piano anymore. And he didn't bring me up. I'm a piano playing comic. Like, I thought I was his friend. And at that point I knew that it was persona non grata. And then Bert Kreischer, none of those guys. I can't remember his name. He looks like a retarded. He looks like a incest. He's like handsome incest. Theo Von. Like, they never had my back. In fact, when I saw that they would say that I was racist or even joke about that, I was like, that's when you, sometimes there's a click that happens in your head where you go, oh, okay, now we're fighting now. Like, now this war, culture war. When you give people a lot of leeway and you're like, even if you don't say shit, that's why I apologized about the Rogan thing, because they never actually said shit. Whitney, Bert, and Theo all actually verbalized some negativity about me on their podcast. But just not having my back is deafening. And we all feel it when it happens. And this is someone that had me on 3 times in like 6 months. You know, and that's the thing. It's like, that's the thing that pissed me off about Peterson. It's like, listen, you do your thing. You go bow hunt. You shave your head. You inject fucking fetus DNA in your knees and get all strong, Rogan. Like, do your thing. But, like, don't pretend to be the friend of the people and then bail when the people need you. Same thing with Peterson. It's like, listen, you go frog out. You frog out. But, like, don't act like you're our guy. And then when we need you, you bail. Do you understand how important the fucking Supreme Court is? That Kavanaugh tweet, oh, it was a mistake. That was insane. Insane. The linchpin times. And I'm coming for you now. That's the thing. I'm coming for you now. There's moments, a lot of males can probably relate to this, but there's moments when, like, you're talking to a guy and you're like, okay, I got to figure out how to get out of this situation. This could escalate. And there's movements and there's pupil dilation. There's words, there's non-words. There's something that shifts where you go, oh, this is a fight now. And that happens culturally as well. We're like, and I'm a little worried that will happen with our own government. That, like, if they try to take down Trump based on something Cohen said, a guy they demonized as literally like a demonic mob boss in the last Netflix documentary, based on like a campaign banging Stormy Daniels bullshit, and they literally take out Trump, there will be a shift where people go, okay, now we're fighting. This sucks. You don't think I want Joe Rogan as my friend? You don't think I want someone with the biggest podcast in the world as my buddy? You don't think I want people to think that me and Jordan Peterson, the number one selling author in the world, are buddies? Do you think I don't see how much influence I get from that? But there's a point when you go, ah, now it's a fight. Fuck! Dude, I got mad when I realized that I was pro-life at first. The first instinct, because I knew what was going to come with it. When it was like, I was never into, I always thought like first 8 weeks or something, clump of cells, it's a woman's choice, it's not a human. There's no, And I remember I was talking to my buddy about this, and I couldn't make an argument why. Like, what? Because it's like, well, with the face, when they can feel pain, abort that. I'm like, no, of course not. Of course not. That's too human to me. It's like, well, what about a heartbeat? It's like, and then they're like, well, that's 8 weeks. That's 9, whatever that is. And I'm like, really? And I'm like, okay, 6 weeks. They're like, well, then why 6 weeks and not 8 weeks? Does a heartbeat make you human? So like, and I'm like, I literally, my first reaction, I was like, ah, fuck. Because my morality says I can't give false witness to myself. But at the same time, I knew that being against abortion would bring with it just horror. But also a lot of, you know, it feels good to be honest. All right, Miranda. Hi, Owen. With Christmas coming, I want to get some good books to read to my son. I've started reading The Turtle Twins to him. Does your mom or yourself have book recommendations to read to my 4-year-old son? I would love an episode where your mom just discusses children's literature. I'm fascinated by the subject. Later today when I talk to Vox Day, we're going to talk a lot about children's literature and just literature in general. This is the thing. The thing that drew me to that guy is his knowledge of literature. You know, the fact that he knew about, he referenced the Dark is Rising series, which I'd never heard anyone talk about ever. And my mom read me the entire trilogy of that. All right, anyway. I would love an episode where your mom just discusses children's literature. I'm fascinated by the subject. Y'all have already done an episode like that. Please let me know. I would love some recommendations for the 4 to 6 age range. Thank you. And keep up the great work. Much love and Merry Christmas to you and your family. I will email my mom after this, and I will get a list, and I'll read it next stream. And people in the comments, comment what you think she should read to her kid, because I am just a catalyst, my friend. There's people, like when I just brought up hydroelectric or something, you know, I mean, just read the comments. It's like, well, you could use this, you could do this, you could do this with a stream, this could work with two magnets and a fucking... Just expert. You don't need a lab coat and a Netflix special to be an expert, guys. The comment sections of these videos are a wealth of knowledge and the occasional borderline personality spiral. But, like when I just talked about thinking about getting people to come from South Africa to farm, I'm already talking to some people about, like, what goes into that. You know, other people I'm now discussing whether or not it's their duty to stay and fight these people. Lot going on, guys. A lot going on behind the scenes. That's why I can't get to all the shit. Like, that's been a behind-the-scenes discussion since yesterday, is how to do that. Like, so a family can sponsor a family. I would only do it in a borderline genocidal situation, because if not, then why wouldn't I sponsor Delev and her husband or my buddies in England that want to get the fuck out? Then it's like, for me, the line in the sand is genocide, you know? And so I would literally spend all my money I have, all of it, on a farm if it meant I could bring in people that otherwise would die. Then the argument got, well, there's this resistance movement going on there, and it's their land. If they leave their land, what's that? And then that whole discussion got very interesting. So comment to this wonderful mother about what she should read to her kid. All right. This is from David. Owen, my wife and I are back for our first day with a puppy the night of your show in Albuquerque. Can I plug transferring those tickets to someone else? Help find a way to get 2 unticketed bears in, and song request Ascension by Coltrane. More seriously, Head Full of Doubt, Road Full of Compromise by Avett Brothers. I just start getting into Avett Brothers. I don't know that song, but I'll look into it. My buddy Homer got me into Avett Brothers. Him and his wife used to go to, or just went to their concert or something. There's a really good, it's 2 brothers. Oh, it's in the title. I thought I was bringing new information to the table. All right. Just some more tour information. I never oversell. So Denver, I've been getting a lot of emails where they're like, I really want to come to the Denver show. Are you sure it's sold out? Yeah, I'm sure it's sold out. But guarantee everyone doesn't show up, whether it's miscommunication with the location, or sometimes people will buy a ticket to support and not come. Like, they'll buy a ticket and then not want a refund because they're just supporting. And I love a full room. So I will, like, day of, maybe we'll tweet out the locations or something. Because I never get protested. It's always online bullshit. And just show up. And if there's seats, we can hook you up. But I don't know about Albuquerque. I can't comment on it if anyone wants Albuquerque tickets. But Albuquerque isn't sold out yet. Albuquerque was my weakest city because I've never performed there. And I think everyone's like a Mexican on meth there or some shit. But the people that are coming seem really pumped. Because I don't think a lot of comedy comes to Albuquerque. I think it's only like big acts. You know, like probably Larry the Cable Guy and Kevin Hart and shit. It's like one of those big venue places. Because I can't name a comedy club there. And I've performed in a comedy club in 40 states of the country constantly for a decade. So the people that are coming seem pumped. But Denver, I mean, that sold out immediately. Added a show, sold out. It sold out 3 weeks ago. Denver, I think because the soy is hitting Denver and there's so much masculinity and family-oriented people in Denver that they really need a breather. All right, I'll hit up a couple more of these. And then I got to go. It's my last day home. We got to spend some time with the family. I got to do Alex Jones. I'm pumped to talk to Vox. All right. Richard. LOL. Folks are afraid to be like, afraid to like is laughable. I don't know why the number of likes is so low compared to those watching live. Yeah, it's weird. It's all right though. I understand it, man. I think there's times in people's lives where they're like, I don't want people to know. I just don't want the headache of like people being like, you know, like, oh, and Benjamin, doesn't he hate trans people? Okay. Just long story short, if everyone lived like that in 50 years, America's gone. I was right about the trans kid thing. It's now invaded mainstream. I'm fucking accurate, guys. Because it's once you're honest with yourself, everyone's a fucking time traveler. But I get it. Fortunately, there's enough strong people and just normal people that you might also have had to bend through some shit in your life to know what really matters. Some people think that social approval matters. I mean, life, dude, just life. Make it with your cock. Hey, Owen, I went to church for the first time in a long time yesterday, in large part because of you and JBP. Yeah, that's another thing about JBP. I think he does get people into Christianity. As long as you branch out at a certain point and realize that he believes Jesus is a literary character, but he does bridge the gap between secular and Christianity well for people that are in that lazy river of nonsense. And it was awesome. So thanks. The preacher talked about how Jesus called Christians the salt of the earth because salt stopped meat from rotting and also improves the flavor, which is the role of Christians in society. Also, I've been married for a year and my wife is super liberal and I'm obviously becoming more libertarian conservative because I'm not an idiot or a pussy. Good for you. So we've had some pretty tough disagreements that get really deep into the basic differences in the way you see reality. I always just say you have to tell the truth. And so thanks for your streams. That's a beautiful answer because that works with women too. Women will respect you for sticking to you. Well, I know when women really turn on you is when you bail on your own truth. And a lot of divorced guys will fucking verify that. It's like the minute you agree with her on all this nonsense, she'll be like, pussy. And the way you do it, don't like scream at her or punch her or anything, but like you have to tell the truth she has to agree with. Women agree with that. Anyway, and so thanks to your streams, I put together a long list of things that happen when you don't tell the truth and basically presented my case to her during an argument. Things like trans kids, child abuse, Jimmy Savile, the Rothman rape gang, Fat Pride, Harvey Weinstein, etc. You sound great, man. I'd love to talk to you on a stream about this. It was a great moment. She's coming around. Hopefully. Anyway, thanks. Love you, man. And you also have to understand women have more liberal tendencies naturally. Women have a more egalitarian worldview, and it's simply about childcare. So she's never going to be... Most women, with several exceptions, I know several women that are not this at all. I mean, Ann Coulter makes Donald Trump look like a little fag. But You have to understand women see the way babies and toddlers and stuff survive is they see them all as equal and safe space and legislation, don't touch anything. So you sound like you're on a great path because it's about truth, and she will want you to speak truth and to be a strong man and to look forward and to be a conservative Christian libertarian legend while she can sit around. No, that sounds bad. I didn't mean it like that, like sit around. The mother job is crazy hard, by the way. It's the most important job in the world. And I'm not saying that to be a cuck. We all know I'm not a cuck. But she can sit or stand with her children in a safe environment and be able to have socialist tendencies in a very small area. And then you can say, well, run faster if you want to beat your brother. And she can say, well, you're both special the way you are. And that's how you make a balanced person. It's beautiful. And the government has to function like a male. It can't be female. Female governments kill everybody. They just kill everybody because we're not really their children. We're not their kin. It's a disaster. So that was inspiring. I hope you guys really enjoyed that. I love that message. Because like, what happens when you don't tell the truth? What happens when you don't separate children and the people they're with at the border? Well, you just incentivized human trafficking and child abduction, and that's a fact. What happens when you incentivize coyotes and illegal immigration? 80% of women get raped on the way to America. What happens when you take old DeAndre from inner city Detroit and sent him to Yale? He fells out, and then he thinks it's his fault. Like, he's stupid. No, he wasn't good enough for Yale. And it's not good, but if he has an 1100 SAT, which is higher, much higher than average, and especially in Detroit, maybe if he was at one of these Jew schools or Quaker schools, he'd have a 1500 and he'd be selling Birch Gold. Who knows? But he doesn't, is the fact. And if you help someone based on race, like Malcolm Gladwell is not on the right, and he's passionately arguing against this. Give them a little boost, little tiny boost. That's why my $100 policy, if people need money, don't give someone $50,000. All the demons just go, what? Like, help just a little nudge, little nudges. That's how you teach. The best way to teach, just play a lot in front of somebody and let them play. And then little nudges, little ideas. You know, my son would just, and he's 2.5. And just let him do that, because he's going to come to his own stuff. And then you just little nudges, just be one way that I've been able to teach everybody canon and D, right? I don't play it in D, I play it in C. This is canon and D. I'm going to turn that sound off. It's kind of weird, but there's just so many options with this keyboard. It's awesome. All right, so. Right? It's been a number one hit for hundreds of years. It's also just a scale. It's just perfect order to the point where it makes you, it feels beautiful, because it is. Because you establish an order. So the whole song, this is canon and D. This will be my last thing. I'm not going to do any more PayPals, but I appreciate the PayPals in the honeypot. Or no, I'm not saying PayPal anymore. Thanks for the feed the bears in the honeypot. All right, I'm going to give a little music lesson, and hit the like button. Don't be a coward. Share it. Hugepianist.com for the last couple tickets, my last four specials. Comment, share wisdom with each other, and Owen Benjamin Clips channel if you want shorter ones. What else? At Owen Comedy on Twitter, at Owen Benjam on Instagram. PayPal.me/feedthebear if you want to contribute to the next special. I got to write more jokes, by the way. Please comment Christmas parodies. I've gotten a lot of great ones. But let's do a piano lesson. And I've done this lesson before. It's been a while, but it's a really important one. And this, I think, will help a lot of people. So this is all canon and D is. Can you see my hands? Can't see my hands? Give me 1 second. I can't see my hands when I'm with you.
But I like it.
Okay. Whoa, why is that blinking like crazy? Okay. There we go. So, Canon in D, this is the melody of Canon in D. It's a scale. Just. That. It was so easy, I fucked it up. How funny is that? So it goes. That's all it is, right? So the D scale is. All right, the C scale has no black keys. It's like Vermont. You know, it's just. That's all it is. There's no black keys. So I usually teach people stuff in C simply because it's easier. You know, most Beatles songs are in C. I just went down this rabbit hole of 432 hertz versus 440. I'll do an episode on that. But so that's all it is. It's just. So what Canon in D is you establish a bass. So, also just a scale. And it's over and over again. So, you do this. I'll make it way simpler. So the people that have no interest in piano can still understand the concepts. Okay, it goes. So now, but it's really this. Well, no, that's what it really is, but this is how it goes. All right, so the bass is like the rules. It's the rules, it's the constitution. You know, it's the thing that never changes. So it's. And just like marriage, there's a reason this is the marriage song. You have that bass, that consistency, right? That's never gonna change. Season after season, fight and makeup and elation and sadness and grief and love and normal days. And then once you get enough, once you get enough stability, right? You know that that's gonna stay there. That's when you can fly, right? Marriage is not the end of freedom, it's the beginning, right? You have this right now. The left hand is not changing. You can play anything. It's almost like the stiffest, most conservative, puritanical Christians, where it's they make sure that the levees are tight, you know, the rules are in place, the car is oiled, and then the little faggy liberals can just appreciate it and enjoy it. Without the left hand, there is no melody. Imagine. All the Neil deGrasse Tysons and the shiny people of the world, they can be that way. They can have their little feathers and go, run around fingering people, because there's a moral backbone and there are people that literally keep the roads clear and the pipes in your house fit and the people that know right from wrong. Those are the people that allow the other people to shine. That's why offensive linemen, the left tackle is the highest paid position in football on average, because it's so important. The quarterback only exists because of the line. You get a bad line, That little soy boy that can throw real far because he's a special boy. He's blasted. He's done. His back, he's Namath. His leg will just be twisted until he's just wheeling around like a Hawking, Stephen Hawking, just trying to finger everybody. So the way I teach people is not in D, because that's complicated. C has less rules. C is a true libertarian society. Just, it's all white, just all white keys. So it's, there's no black road bumps. So I'll just do this. And I'll just do that over and over again. And I let people do anything they want. I just go, just white keys though. And I don't make a racial joke, because you're actually putting that on kids. I'll never do that with my kid, by the way. I only do it with other people that will find it funny. I'll never be like, white keys only, no black keys, because he has no idea. I'm going to raise him to view men by their height, not by their skin, because that's what really matters. But they just start doing this. At first, they think it's like silly. They'll be like, and then they'll hit one that sounds right, and they'll just be like, and you see it start shifting, and then they're like, and you see it. You just see the change in their eyes, and they're like, this is like words. It's like language. Yeah, and you're like, just run with it. And once you get that spark, that obsession, where you know that when you're not around, they'll sit around and they'll try and figure out more magic. That's when it's real. And that's when someone becomes a musician. And that's why obsessions and focus are all it does is motivate people to be stronger and more lethal or beautiful or whatever it is that it is. Oh my God, I just left out loud picturing Hawkins trying to finger people with his pinky. He did. He cheated on his wife with a nurse. All pinky. Black keys run faster. Well, this is a weird thing. Want to get racial? If you play only black keys, it sounds oddly Asian. Like that joke I do. I'm only racist when I drive. Oh, by the way, this tour, I will be writing a lot of new stuff. So just bear with me. No pun intended. I will have notes. I don't like being that hipster comic that looks at notes, but it's got a. I don't get stage time anymore. So I'm going to be trying out some new stuff. A lot of Christmas music parodies. So please send me those. Like we have just a lot of good ones. I'm going to just make sure that I'll just read one more. Cody, love the stream, man. I think a podcast episode with you and Jesse Kelly, another person, non grata, would be awesome. He recently got suspended on Twitter. You're both hilarious and freakishly tall. I'm in. Tall. You have me at tall. How much money do I have to send in order for you to review the song, Midget Bear? It's not about the amount of money. It's just, it is what it is. Why wouldn't you just say the song now? That's the thing that happens a lot, guys. And then I'll close on this. People will write me like, they'll PayPal me. They'll feed the bear me in my honeypot. And they'll just be like, you didn't read my last one. And I'm like, well, I'm reading this one and you didn't write anything. Like, Jamie Duox says he's only 5'11". It's all right. It's 5'7" is my cutoff. I mean, listen, I'm not happy that Eric Nimmer, my opener, is black and 5'8". Listen, that doesn't like make me smile. But you're only a real problem if you're 5'6". But even I know some 5'6ers that are good guys, though. They just have to know that it doesn't matter that much. That's the irony. It doesn't even matter to me that much. It matters to them. It's kind of like probably how women are with dudes with cock sizes. You know, it's more about how you view your own cock than it is your cock. If like a dude has a little cock, it's like, oh, great. He's going to be a leftist, white knight guy who drives a fucking Prius. But it's the behavior around the cock. And that's the whole thing. And with women, I don't care what your height is at all. It's males. Males freak. Because I'm basically 6'8". Like I say I'm 6'7", and people are like 6'6". I'm like, odd. It's closer to 6'8", just to let you know. Which isn't good. I mean, that's an insane height. It's fucking freakish. And the thing that I've always noticed, I used to slouch and hunch because I like, because people would always make fun of my height, or I would always, I just always stuck out. And little dudes, the older I get now, the more they're like, hey, bro, what the fuck? I'm like, oh, man, bro, my cock isn't that much bigger than yours. It's fine. And a lot of women don't even orgasm from like deep thrusts anyway, but they care about your behavior around your fucking cock. So please don't focus on your own cock. All right, hit the like button, share, subscribe, hit the alert. I'm 5'6", says Teresa the Kid. Well, it sounds like you're a woman, so that you don't apply to any of this. I'm 5'9". 5'9 is fine. You're huge in Korea. Maybe that socialism would probably pan out well for a lot of these short guys, because if all us legitimate males, actual males, starved, we would grow to be shorter. All right. Hugepianist.com, patreon.com/WDTL. All right, you guys get it. Have a great day, and comment about the books to read to 4 to 6 year olds for Miranda, I believe her name was. Comment about it, the farm ideas, Christmas songs, any joke ideas. I'm like a heroin addict right now. I'm just like, yo, man, yo, I'll retweet for jokes, man. The joke is I'll suck your dick for jokes, but I feel like I just talked about dicks too much, but it was organic. All right, guys. How do we sign off? Sidekick Bear? No, Hitler. He just said Hitler did nothing wrong. Can you believe this guy? No, Hitler did a lot of things. You want to know what he just said after? He just goes, yeah, he should have brought coats to Russia. Maybe he would have actually won for once. Sidekick Bear, I hate this phrase, but you truly are on the wrong side of history. Even though I despise that phrase. Stay hydrated. Joy, not soy. Don't eat too much soy. Your cock will fall off your body. And I'll see you on tour. It's been a blast. I won't be able to live stream on tour very much. But, yeah, see you later. Peace. Bye, everybody. Much love.